Guide dog puppy trainer praises dog therapy boost. A widow who lost her fun-loving husband to cancer 11 years ago has shared how taking care of guide dogs has saved her after his passing. Sandra Corbin, 66, lost her husband Neil in 2013, but is now raising a guide dog's puppy that's left a paw print on her heart. The pup is named after her late husband, who she lost after he received a non-Hodgkin lymphoma blood cancer diagnosis. They married in 1977 and did everything together, but their lives transformed once doctors found a mass on Neil's brain, and he sadly passed away on June 2nd, 2013. Sandra then decided to apply to guide dogs to become a puppy raiser, and would go on to raise 7 dogs, all of whom she loves equally. Her 8th dog was named Corby in honour of her husband after her late mother-in-law left a £5,000 gift to the charity. Sandra said, "Even though I knew it was coming, nothing prepares you for when someone dies. It was almost as if my body shut down, and for about a year, it felt like I was living in my own bubble. It's always lovely having a new puppy, and I've been to collect them before, but this time I did feel emotional, knowing his name and everything. Sometimes I think to myself, I'm sure Neil is thinking, he's going to be my greatest challenge yet. Corby is definitely going to keep me on my toes." I truly believe volunteering for guide dogs is what has saved me these last 10 years, and that's why I'm as good as I am. Sandra met the golden retriever, Corby, who she calls either Chunky Monkey or Demolition Man, on September the 21st, 2023. Corby has been described as active and playful, demonstrated by his affinity for nibbling furniture. Sandra said the pup reminds her of Neil, as they're both cheeky. She and Neil lived on the same road and met when they were 18 and 19, respectively, marrying in their 20s and running a printing business. Sandra said she was the girl across the road, describing Neil as such a gentle man. The pair didn't have children, but had each other, our dogs and our business. We did everything together, even things like dental appointments. Neil found a lump in his groin in 2004, with doctors believing it was a fatty lump. But a biopsy revealed he had likely incurable non-Hodgkin lymphoma in January 2005. He had chemotherapy at the Velindra Cancer Centre in Cardiff, and he lost his hair, but was in remission for almost 5 years. He found a lump in his neck in 2009 and learned he had a mass on his brain in January 2010. Neil underwent aggressive chemotherapy at the University Hospital of Wales in Cardiff for 3 months, but developed sepsis and had to be placed in an induced coma, which he survived, but the cancer came back. Sandra said, "He used to say to me, I can cope with all the treatment that they throw at me, but I can't cope with dying. Even before he was ill, we always used to say, I want to go first because I don't want to be the one left behind. So I think that was there in his mind somewhere. I knew he wasn't going to get better, but we just lived as if he was going to get better." After Neil passed away, Sandra applied to guide dogs to give something back. And when her golden retriever, Bran, died after his 16th birthday in January 2014, Sandra met her first puppy, Berry, described as a diva retriever. Berry helped her deal with her grief after Neil's passing. Sandra raised 7 puppies in the following years, with her father, James, passing away on December 31st, 2017, at 81, followed by her mother, Margaret, on June 2nd, 2021 at 83. Her mother-in-law, Jean, a great animal lover, passed away on September the 17th, 2021, aged 96. Sandra, who lives in Porthcawl, Wales, said losing her family was traumatic. But she said she had to keep busy and had two choices. She said, "You either sink or you swim." And I know that Neil would have hated it if I didn't pick the swim option. I tend to live my life for the two of us. So everything that I do, I'm doing it for the two of us, even the puppy raising for guide dogs. Jean left a £5,000 legacy gift to sponsor a puppy named Corby in memory of Neil, with the cash used to cover the first year of Corby's life. 11 years have now passed since Neil's death, and Sandra has since renovated her home for Corby and future pups. She said she is now beginning another chapter and can see herself returning to her old self through her work with the dogs. She said, "The best thing is knowing that you're going to change someone's life when you know you're going to make life so much better for them. It's just so rewarding, and it gives me something to get up for each morning. Hopefully, Corby will go on to change somebody's life, or he could even turn out to be a stud dog, and then that legacy would keep going. Whatever happens, Corby will go on to be a life changer in whatever way, and I hope that I can continue working with guide dogs for many years to come."